Begin Podfix Network transmission in 3, 2, 1.
This is Bewilderbeasts, an infotainment show dedicated to inspiring curiosity for all ages by investigating the ways animals intersect at humanity. I am not a historian, an ethologist, a researcher, a scientist, a zoologist, a trained audio engineer, or an expert in, well, anything. Y'all, I'm lucky if I can remember to put my clean laundry in the dryer before it gets funky. And while I make every effort to present things as accurately as I can with a fun flair, I'm going to mess up. And that's okay. I hope I've given you a nice place to jump off from on your own adventures into curiosity. Or at the very least, I've given you the key to win your next round of trivia. Hello and welcome to Bewilderbeast Patreon Exclusive. I'm your host, Melissa McHugh McGrath, still recording from the tiniest podcast studio closet outside of Boston, Massachusetts. And today we're going to talk about an evolution swing and a miss that's really a big hit. A gross, gross hit. All right, let's go. Hey, this is our first bonus episode for patrons. So if you can hear my voice, you have been supporting this show and this episode is exclusively for you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Remember, eternal gratitude and thanks is one of the benefits that you get for signing up because I didn't know what else to add for benefits. So I am so excited to start this feed. My intention was to start this in September when we came back from our regular shows, but I thought maybe I'd have a couple just kind of waiting in the queue for you when you do sign up, and that way you can hit the ground running. So speaking of hitting the ground running, let's just get right to it, shall we? Okay, so evolution. We can all agree it's pretty cool, right? Sometimes evolution says, hey, let's get legs. It'll improve your ability to move, stand, develop opposable thumbs. You will be unstoppable. Sometimes evolution says, let's class up this joint. Hey, this creature needs the most visually appealing features to attract mates and Nat Geo photographers for the rest of time. And other times evolution says, hee hee hee, let's make this one look like poop. This poor moth drew the short end of the evolution stick, or maybe evolution just needed to get some toilet humor out of the way before moving on to bigger, brighter, more appealing things when this poor moth rolled in and said, hey, hey, what about me, evolution? And even funnier, the name of this particular moth that looks exactly like bird doo-doo is called, and I'm not making this up, the beautiful wood nymph. I will say, watching videos of the beautiful wood nymph, they are striking and they are quite beautiful in the air. That part is no lie. But when they're at rest, if I was a bird looking for a very easy meal, I would take a hard pass on this moth. I think the closest equation that I could make would be if I were eating a poop-colored and shaped cookie, even knowing it was a delicious dessert, even if it were a rainbow one marketed as unicorn poop cookies, I could not do it. And neither can the birds. So while they look like they drew the short end of the straw, evolution kind of did them a solid. Or if I'm being honest, not quite solid. They're kind of gooey and should maybe seek medical attention. But if you want to see these creatures, check out the links in the episode. But also, if you happen to live on the eastern seaboard of the United States and Canada, you can see them from Nova Scotia all the way to Florida and as far west as Texas. So if you're willing to investigate what is likely, very likely, actual bird poop, but if you want to take a gamble, it might actually be a beautiful moth, a beautiful wood nymph that looks like a pile of Peeps PU. So stay tuned, and we will have more episodes coming. This one was short. This is a test. I just want to make sure that my Patreon exclusive content works. And I was hoping to maybe bring a smile to your face, so thank you for supporting this show. I will be putting out at least one bonus a month, but I wanted to make sure that there's a nice collection here for y'all who are paying members of this little podcast. If there are topics that you would be interested in hearing on the podcast, know of historical animals who changed the world and other animals that look like, you know, poop, send them in. bewilderbeastpod@gmail.com. Tweet at bewilderedpod. I'm pretty active over there, so if you have a Twitter account, please give a good, you know, come on over, follow me. BewilderBeastPod on Facebook and BewilderBeasts on Instagram. And for you Patreon members who have access to this, let me know what else you would like to see or probably honestly rather hear. I'm Melissa McHugh McGrath with Mudstuff Media. Now go get curious. I got today's information from treehugger.com. It's real, guys. It's a real website. Of course it is. iNaturalist. Y'all, if you haven't done iNaturalist, I promise this is not an ad. That's why I'm doing Patreon, because I do not want advertising on this show. iNaturalist is really fun. It's like Pokemon for adults or people who don't want to Pokemon. So you just walk around with your camera and you take photos of nature, birds, animals, plants. You can record bird songs and you kind of collect them all. And I've learned a ton, and my kiddo loves playing with this app too. So get on that. And again, I'm not getting paid by them. Maybe I should, but hey, get out there and try iNaturalist. You'll have a lot of fun. Links, as always, are in the description of today's episode. Intro music is Tiptoe Out the Back by Dan Leibowitz, and interstitial music is by MK2. Since you're already supporting the show, thank you. I would appreciate if you could also like and subscribe, review, and share with your curious friends. How about this week you pick out three different podcasts that you like and go over to iTunes or Podchaser and find a way to rate and review them. It really helps, not just me, but let's help out some other podcasts you enjoy as well. So thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting. I will see you very soon.
You've been listening to a podcast of the Podfix Network. Discover more audible gems like this at podfixnetwork.com. Make sure to catch up-to-the-minute network shenanigans by following @Podfix on Twitter, official_Podfix on Instagram, @Podfix Network on Facebook. And make sure to subscribe to Podfix Presents wherever you choose to find podcasts. The Podfix Network, artist owned and loved.